previously on Corporate Homing.
How to make more time for yourself.
Eliminate time wasters.
I rarely just sit down and watch TV.
Preparation, preparation, preparation.
On today's episode of Corporate Homing.
Decorating your office space.
Your space is a reflection of how you work and think.
I could be about it here in 10 minutes on any day.
I don't like it here and I'm planning to get out soon.
Hey, homies.
Hey, homies. Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Whoop, whoop. Well, we are so grateful for all of the homies that have been listening and providing feedback. And as a part of that, we would really appreciate if you're enjoying the podcast to drop us a 5-star review because that really helps us. So this week's topic is about decorative office space or decorating your office space. And to the extent that the homies are like, what in the world is this topic going to be about? Your office space, how it is kept, decorated, what you have in there can make you look professional or unprofessional. And so we just thought we'd spend a few moments on some of the things that you may be doing in your office that you may not realize might be hurting your career.
Yeah, this came up. I was speaking on a panel a couple of weeks ago and somebody was talking about having provocative art in your office, like, you know, should you have provocative art? And then we had a homie actually ask about, did we think something was appropriate to put in his office? And so between those two things, we thought it was a good topic for us to cover. So let's jump on into it.
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say is, and I feel like this kind of goes without saying, but we should start here, is every industry, every company, every organization has a culture. And your office should not scream that you are going against the grain of that culture. So think about what that organization's culture is, what your company's culture is, and your office should stay within that culture.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And, you know, I think if you're not sure even what that means, you might want to just look at how your boss and maybe a level like above that, how they decorate their space and what does their space look like. So take someone that, you know, maybe it's on the trajectory of where you want your career to go, look at how their space is decorated, and then that probably will give you some idea of, you know, what the culture is like so you can stay consistent with that. So that's a great first point. The second point I would say is you do not want the space to be completely bare. That also, I think, is something that the homies forget, is that when you do nothing to your space, that also sends a message. Often the message it sends is, I don't like it here and I'm planning to get out soon. And so
I was going to say, I'm leaving. Won't be here long.
Won't not be here planning long. On I staying. Don't need. That's why. And so you do want your space to look somewhat settled. And so that it looks like you have, you know, a personality and a plan to stay. And when you don't put anything in there, it can give also likewise the wrong message about that.
So great point. Like I said, is otherwise it's like I could be about it here in 10 minutes on any day.
Right.
So you don't want to do that. My next point is something that our grandmother used to say, which is good manners are about making other people comfortable, and so is office decor. And what I would say is, so you don't want anything that is offensive or suggestive or provocative that someone would walk in your office and go, oh, whoa. You know, so, you know, that could run the gamut from political propaganda to naked, you know, people or girls in bikinis and guns. Like there's all, you don't want anything that's provocative or offensive or could be deemed offensive up in your office.
Right. And I think that goes into the cultural thing, because I know when I first started working in Texas, I was surprised at the number of people who had like deer they had killed up on their like in their office. And like for me, I was sort of offended by that when I first got there. Like, why is there a dead animal hanging in your office? But now having worked in Texas for almost 20 years, I'm not offended by that. So it just, I think that goes to your point. But if you want to be, I mean, unless it's your goal to be provocative and you're just the person who wants your office to,
shock value,
right, to be a conversation starter. So if you have, you know, something up that you're like, I mean for these people to be in here and ask me. But otherwise, I don't think your office should be like that. I think also when you think about being provocative and in line with culture, you really need to think, is who comes in your office? Is it only just, and this just kind of goes into my next point, you have to be thoughtful about who comes in. Is it just your coworkers who come in your office, or do your clients come in the office as well? And that depends, because in some environments, you know, clients are not allowed into the personal mm-hmm. office space. They're, you know, they're just in a conference areas. But at other jobs, you're going to have client meetings and whatnot also in your office. So you need to really think about, you know, who gets to see the space besides you.
Right. No, great point. And like you said, you might want to carry your decor differently if it's just internal folks, or if external and clients and prospects are able to come in there, because they may see things very, very differently.
Yeah. And if you're having trouble thinking about that, I would say the best thing to think is almost like, if clients are coming in, is I would think of it very similar to when you put your right. house on the market.
Right. Right. They,
and you don't want the house on the market to give a certain vibe, because it's supposed to appeal to everybody.
Different people of various backgrounds. Great point. I like that, making sure. So this may sound like a small thing, but it's actually a big thing, is don't have out of season decor up. So it's nothing more awkward when you go in someone's office and they still have a Christmas thing up and it's July. And you're like, why haven't they taken down? Yes.
Is that awkward, or does that just give you a little holiday cheer?
You're either participating in the seasonal office decor or you're not.
So you don't think it's festive to be having a Christmas tree up in July?
No, I don't think it's just Christmas cheer to have it in July. You're either someone who participates in the seasonal office decorations or you don't. And so I think having out of season decorations is an epic fail.
Okay. And I also think you have to be careful about, like, what holidays and seasons you celebrate, because everybody doesn't celebrate every holiday. And so you also have to be, if other people are coming in, you have to be thoughtful about that, or just be comfortable with that it might make someone uncomfortable. But I do think that the most important thing is to be ready for the consequences and conclusions that come from your decor, because there are conclusions and consequences that come from that.
Yeah, my next tip is also, you know, you don't want to have a swarm of dirty Tupperware containers on your desk. I see people that do this. I think it's admirable that people bring their lunch. They want to eat healthy. They eat at their desk, or they're saving money or whatever.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, if it's Thursday and you've got all of your containers stacked up in your office and you haven't taken them home, it looks bad. It looks dirty. It looks gross. Like, take that home each night, or leave it in the break room and take it home at the end of the week. But it should not be sitting in your office.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because again, you want to be inspiring confidence and looking like a professional, and not looking like it's, you know, it's dishwashing time on your desk. So that's a really good point. Yep, I think that's important.
So my last tip is more of a question than a tip, because I've heard both ways, that your purse should not be visible, that your purse should be in a drawer, and it shouldn't be like up. I keep my purse on the back side of my credenza behind me, but it's not like in a drawer or in a file cabinet. Have you heard
any
feedback?
I've never heard that, and I've never even thought about that. Mine sits, because my bag during the week is basically a tote, and so mine sits on the floor next.
Is it visible, though, when people come in?
No, but I was just about to say that. But now that you're saying that, I don't think you would be able to see it. I don't like my purse to be visible, but that's because I don't want somebody to steal. Not that I think that the people at the office steal, but my thing is, like, I just don't want to, like, if there's some person watering the plants or cleaning people or whatever, I just don't like to have my stuff out where it sort of entices somebody to take something. But I don't know. That is my rationale, and I don't want to make it seem like I work somewhere where people steal, because I've never heard of anybody having anything stolen. But that's what my thought process was about not having my purse sitting out like that. But, like, I wouldn't leave my wallet sitting on my...
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. No, that makes a lot of sense. Mine is not visible, but I was just curious. This last tip is really solely for me because I'm horrible about this. I will have a swarm of sticky notes all over my monitor, all over my desk.
Oh, I don't do that.
And it just looks like chaos. So, like, I have to remind myself to take those down, like, every so often so that my office doesn't look like I have this disjointed brain that can't be, you know, focused.
Well, you know, and that's a really good point because, again, even the way you work and the way you keep the space as you're keeping your notes, that's a good point. Because when I go into someone's office and they have papers everywhere, like all on the floor, and after that, I just think, oh my God, their mind is so cluttered. I think that your space is
reiterating my point.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Like, you made me think of that because it does make me think that, and I wonder if I'm the only person who thinks that, that your space is a reflection of how you work and think. But so that's very interesting. I know we have had the question too about should you have personal, you know, pictures up of like your family or your friends or, you know, you and your boyfriend. And I don't know what you think, but my opinion of that is you should do, again, what you find to be comfortable and you're okay with that. I wouldn't put a picture up of anybody that I wasn't prepared to discuss. So if I was like in a relationship and it wasn't serious, I wouldn't have a picture of that person up. If I didn't want people asking me about whoever is in the photos, that's sort of my rule. Like everybody who's up, I'm happy to have a conversation with you about them, but I don't know what you think.
I agree 100%. Do not put anybody up that you don't want somebody to say, now, who is this? Is this your brother? Is this your boyfriend? Because then you can't be like, these people all in my business. It's like, no, you put it up. It's fair game, right? I also feel like the same way about like fraternity and sorority pictures. Like, I don't personally want to explain what Delta is all day and how it doesn't, Greek life doesn't stop for us at college. So I have like one picture up of the founders. That's it. Nothing else, but I don't have like a paddle or, you know, anything like that in my office because I just don't want to take the time to educate people on Black Greek life in that way, if that makes sense. But it's just because I don't want the burden of it, not because I don't think it's appropriate. Like, I just don't want to be bothered with that. I would definitely, I feel like anything that is a golf club, if you have a boxing gloves, a mitt, you know,
baseball mitt,
whatever's in your office, you need to be prepared to discuss. If you don't want to discuss it and you think that somebody's in your business for asking you about it, it shouldn't be up.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
So thank you so much. Let us know what you think about the office decor. What do you think is in bounds? What do you think is out of bounds? Drop us a line, leave us a comment when you listen to the episode and let us know your thoughts.
Yes. And, as always, we appreciate topics and hearing from you. This was a quick episode on office decor. If you have a topic you would like covered, please send us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com.
And as always, you can find us on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
We're booking 2020 speaking engagements. If you're interested in having us come out to your organization, send us an email at info@corporatehomie.com.
And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. The All of You Get You a Twin. Get you another homie.